Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls golf coach Jessica Hartlaw. We discuss the previous season and the 2024 season set to begin for the program.
Yeah, we had actually a really good season. We just fell short of having Noelle and Aries qualify individually for the state tournament. We played at Storm Lake last year for regionals, which we've played there many times, but it's a tough course. Lots of water, a lot of mental playing, I guess. But last year, I mean, it was a great season. One of our goals was to beat Algona at regionals because they had beaten us twice through the season at conference and dual play, and we ended up beating them at regionals. So there was a lot of goals we achieved last year, and we're looking forward to getting some more goals accomplished this season.
And then, Coach, with majority of that team coming back from last year, what are your thoughts on this season as you get ready to go?
Yeah, so I really only had one girl, Noelle Hammond, who graduated that was a senior on varsity. We're really kind of all back and ready to go for this season, so that's nice. It's not too much of a rebuilding of a season per se, maybe just more of fine-tuning and trying to find ways to get the girls to shoot lower scores this season. It's been actually kind of difficult. The first week was the best weather we had. I mean, it was 70 degrees the first day of practice and hardly any wind. We had one good week of getting some things accomplished, and then we kind of hit this wall of either dealing with rain, wind, freezing cold, which put us inside. And you can only do so much inside. We do have a practice green inside, so we've been fine-tuning that and working on some short game chipping and things like that. And the weather, hopefully we turn a corner here. And I mean, we can play when it's cold. It's hopefully not too wet of a spring. But we're looking forward to getting playing more. We've only actually played two full rounds. We've only played 18 holes this season, which kind of makes me nervous. We have a meet Tuesday and Friday of next week. We just really need to get out and play some more holes.
As far as returners on this team, who are those returning letter winners and returners to this team coming into the 2024 season?
So I got Aries Packard. She's a senior this year. She's a returner for me. And Lillian Holm is a returner. She's also a senior. McKenna Mathis, another senior returning. And then two juniors are Macy Birdie and Morgan Mayall. Five varsity letter winners here coming back to help lead this team.
And as far as newcomers, do you have anybody that has kind of caught your eye for this program here throughout practice?
Two freshmen that came out this year, Julianne Cook, who's been hitting the ball really well, and Livia Stewart is another freshman that came out who's also hitting the ball very well, and both have golf backgrounds. That helps. If we're not starting from scratch. They've played some golf growing up, and that helps a lot. So they're very familiar with courses and rules and all that good stuff. And then I had another junior come out that wanted to try it, Aubrey Jamaica. She has also some golf background, and she hits the ball really strong. She hits the ball really far. And then Maya Essing, another junior, came out this year for the first time, kind of learning the basics from the beginning.
I know you had some nice weather for practice. How were those first few weeks of practice getting back on the course for this group here in 2024?
We've only played a total of 18 holes, but we have worked a lot on our short game because that's where a lot of the strokes seem to fall apart. You know, if you can get your chipping and putting under control and feel comfortable there and be able to execute in that area, it helps you just be more confident in the rest of your game. So we've really been focusing on that a lot. We've also this year really, me and Coach Short have really been talking about just the mental game. That's kind of been our focus this year, keeping everybody positive, positive thinking. We'll say to the girls, like, upgrade your language if they're saying something, I can't do that. Try to reverse that. If they, oh, I can't make that shot. Well, here's your options. Look at it this way in a more positive way. And that seems to be going very well, that the girls are even catching on and they'll call someone, you know, like, oh, hey, we got to think more positive on this. And that's been something that we're trying to focus on this year, just because the mental aspect of the game is really hard to coach. You can't get into someone's head. You can just motivate them and try to be there for them. And you don't want to see someone falling apart. They have a bad hole. Well, you got to bounce back and recover really quick. So that is something we've really been trying to focus on this year.
Is that main message to the girls going into this first meet at the Fort Dodge Country Club next week?
The five returners have played Fort Dodge quite a bit. And actually, we played really well there. We got second place at the Fort Dodge Invitational last year against big schools. Ames, it was all 5A schools there. So we feel very comfortable at Fort Dodge. That helps knowing the course and, you know, knowing that we've been successful there. That helps you just go mentally into the match thinking, okay, I know this course. I know what I can do, where my shots need to be, and just some familiarity around the greens. They're really big greens. Typically, they're really fast. I don't know how fast they'll be this early in the season because we've never played Fort Dodge Country Club this early in the season. Usually it's May when we get to play there, so that'll be interesting just to see how different the course is early in the season.
Do you feel this schedule, how it's pretty stacked here in April, is going to get the girls up to speed pretty quick?
Soon, I mean, next week we already have two meets and then three meets the following week and then three meets. I mean, it's going to be really quick here. Basically, the next 3 weeks we are playing a lot of golf, which is good. Hopefully the weather will be nice and not rainy for us and things like that. But yeah, as soon as we get going, it's almost like you just got to get that first meet under your belt to feel more comfortable and more relaxed. And then you're out, you know, because you're just anticipating going out and playing and waiting for that first meet. So after next Tuesday, then we'll just be ready to go.
And then finally, Coach, what excites you the most about the program this year as you get ready to go?
Just knowing that the five returners, that's a positive aspect right there, because they've played a lot of golf and they've seen a lot of the courses and they won't be so nervous for the North. Like last year, it was a lot of their first time playing in meets. It was their first time at the North Central Conference tournament, playing tournament. Well, now they've all done that and they know what to expect. You know, it's kind of nerve wracking going into those tournaments, not really knowing, you know, what's going to happen or how long it is. Long meets, it's long days. Just knowing that they will be more comfortable with that is a big help.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time here out of your day and want to wish you best of luck as you get ready to go with the season next week.
We're ready to go.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.